This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
That Rachel Imenu Batikani Rachel Bachaisa, she gets jealous that Leah has children and she doesn't. And so she turns to Yankif Avinu, Batoimel Yaakov Havali Vanim Vim Ayin Mesa Neichi. Chazal tell us that someone who doesn't have children is taka meisa noichi. Rashi brings kiman mikan lemish ein lebanim shechashiv kmeis. So what she said was actually accurate. Haveli banim v'mayin meisa noichi. Haveli banim. Give me what Yankiv Avinu is giving children. So Rashi says, "Dam for me." V'chikacha savicha limecha v'la yispala leha. Dam for me. So technically, it's not so absurd. It's not so far fetched of what she's asking of Yankiv Avinu. She's saying, "I don't have children. I'm a mesa. Dam for me." Elamai, like Rashi says, v'chikachos avicha limecha. I guess he brought the parents in. Whenever you start bringing the parents in, it becomes somewhat more sticky. But I guess she meant to l'shem shemayim, to bring out a point that, look, this is the derech ha'avos, this is the derech of the tzaddikim. Your father and mother did this, that the father dam for your mother. I guess she didn't mean just to jab him, to hurt him. She was trying to say, she was trying to bring out that this must be the right way. So it's very pure and benign, so to speak, what she said. And yet, Vayichar af Yaakov berachel, Yaakov gets angry. Vayomer atachas alikim anoichi ashemona mimnech priboten. Anger. Rebuke. Rebuke for what she said. What did she say that was so off? What did she say that warranted such a strong response from Yankiv Avinu? She's right. On kinder is b'meisa neichi. Havali banim tispal badi, dam for me. Why does this bring out such a response from Yankiv Avinu? Vayicha Raf Yankiv Berachel. The Mefarshim speak about Gagui Noshim, that women react shrill. Somewhere in this Havali Bonim Vimar Yinei Sanoichi, she was talking shrill. She was talking.
Too emotional.
Yeah, Chayra. But still, it doesn't warrant, if that's the way women and speak, so then it's, that's the way they speak. So what, why does it warrant such a strong response? Befrat, she's suffering, a woman that suffers. Well, why would you come? I mean, you should understand her pain. She understands where she's coming from. Why Vayicha Raf Yaakov Berachel? This is the kasha that all the Mefarshim, starting from the Rishonim down, and soon we'll see it's actually in the Gemara already, the issue. Hayitachin that Yankiv Avinu reacts with anger to what Rachel requests. Her request is correct. Meisa Neichi Chazal say it's taka true. Havali Banim Tispalo dam for me. Maybe the pitch of voice. Okay, so because of the pitch of voice, the shrill, for that you respond vayichar with anger. In Rishayim vet gebracht, it's brought an answer that Yankiv had an intention to get angry in order that she should daven. Yankiv Avinu believed that she would gain more if she would daven for herself. Chazal speak about tefillas hachayla, that when the chayla davens for himself, it's even greater than anybody else davening for him. Tefillas hachayla's mayil, it helps more than anything else. So he wanted her to realize she's on her own, daven for yourself. Like this, you'll get answered. Vayichar, af, Yaakov, berachel. He wants to tell her, and that's the Lashon of Pasuk, Atachas Elokim, Anochi Hashemana, Mimeich, Pribaten. Go yourself, daven. What do you want from me? Go to the Eibishter. I mean, what's the answers? Lamaisa Yitzchak davened for Rivka. Yitzchak didn't tell Rivka, go, it's your problem. Go daven to the Eibishter. Unless maybe the pshat is, once he saw that she was also davening, by Rivka the pshat was, she was davening on the other corner, Chazal say. So being that she's already davening, so maybe Yitzchak went to daven. But maybe here, Yaakov Avinu feels that she was relying solely on Yaakov Avinu's Havali Banu. Because the kashas is pretty obvious. What do you mean? Huh? Go down for yourself, and that's why Yichraf Yaakov Berachel. What do you mean? But hello, Vichikachas Avichal Imecha is a good tataina. It's a good complaint. It's a good point. Is that what Yitzchak did to Rivka? And the answer is that Rivka was davening. Okay? If Rivka davens, so in Mela, Yitzchak davens for her as well. And here maybe Yaakov feared that she was relying solely, only on the tefillah of Yaakov Avinu. He gives her this teichacha of Ayichar Rav Yaakov Berachel. What do you have to get angry for? Good, tell her. Speak to her. Communicate with her. Tell her, listen, tefillas hachayla, it would be good if you daven for yourself. Why the anger? Even after the pshat and the rishenim, that the pshat is you answer to daven. And why does he want her to daven? Because tefillas hachayla. So tell her. Unless vayichar is teichacha, he got angry with teichacha. He got angry because maybe she saw that there was a chesar in the munim. So that's time he felt that she should. So then he would tell her, he would give her adracha, he would teach her that she should daven. Maybe he felt that there was something missing and therefore he got angry at Yitachim. Ayicha got angry. What's the anger? What's the reason for the anger? You can give the musa, you don't have to get angry. It's interesting, the pasuk says, Atachas alikim anaychi. I mean, if he meant to say that I don't daven for you, you should daven for yourself, where do you see it in the Lashon, Atachas Elokim Anochi? It's Ikar Chasam in HaSefer, it's missing the main Nakuda. The main Nakuda should be, go daven for yourself, you're the Chayla. So I saw it's interesting, the Shla explains, Atachas Elokim Anochi, we're not in Eretz Yisrael. Atachas Elokim, in Eretz Yisrael, we're Tachas Elokim. Being that we're not Tachas Elikim, we're not in Eretz Yisrael anymore, so the tefillah is not so guaranteed to be accepted. We're Chutz Laretz, so I can't promise you that I could be Matzliach. Yitzchak Dam, what are you complaining? Yitzchak Dam for Rivka. They were in Eretz Yisrael. They were Tachas Elikim. They were connected to the Eibishter. The place brought them to be Lifnei Hashem, that their tefillah should be Niskabel. Hatachas alikim anaychi, that's the tefillah, the teretz of the Rishayim, that it means daven for yourself. I can't daven for you. Where is it in the words? L'chayr the shla is a good pshat to explain where is it in the words. Hatachas alikim anaychi, we're not in Eretz Yisrael, so I can't guarantee my tefillah. I would say maybe another pshat, Beis Hashem Yisbarach. Chazal say that the Rebbeinu Shalom, the Shechina, is l'malim rashayis of shalchayla. He hovers above the shoulders of the chelach. Maybe Yaakov Avinu, who was trying to say that the chelach should daven for herself, is saying, "Atachas alikim, am I under the? You're under the Eibishter. Since the Eibishter is m'malim mirasheisav shalachelah." Since the Rebbeinu Shleilam hovers over the Chela, Meila, you're Tachas Alikim. So what are you coming to me? I'm not Tachas Alikim. You have a closer and a more direct line to the Eibishter, to David. We're trying to understand, according to the Rishonim, that Yaakov Avinu is saying, David, for yourself, you're the Chela. Where is it in the words? Tachas Alikim Aneichim. Unless he meant to say was, I don't have the answer. Atach Lakim, I don't have the answer. You're on your own. Hashem said, more l'chayr, it's about the Indian of Tefillah. And the Teretz is like the Shlah, Atach Lakim Anaychi, I can't daven for you in a guaranteed way because we're not in Eretz Yisrael, we're not Atach Lakim. There the Tefillahs are more niskabel. There the Tzinoir, To be able to daven and get directly to the Rebbeinu Shleilam is only in Eretz Yisrael. We don't have that here. When we make a daven for yourself, and maybe it's also because you're the chayla, so you have the bigger connection. I'm not Tachas Alikim in Eretz Yisrael, and you're the chayla, so you have the bigger and better connection. And then we can understand that Tachas Alikim, and you are Tachas Alikim. Because the chayla has the Shechina Malat Mimala Mirasheisa. This is all good in explaining the, in Lashon Kedesh we call it the Dusiach. In Hebrew it's called the Dusiach. The conversation, the back and the forth. What Rachel thought, what Yankiv answered her, but the anger. The anger still needs to be explained. Why do I get angry? Unless we say that he saw a chisaron in her, a chisaron emuna, a chisaron in understanding the kayach hatfila, why the anger? You know, Musar has to be given a certain way. I saw this Fasemis brings out that we don't find anger by Avram and by Yitzchak, only by Yaakov. Yaakov gets angry at that Rachel, he gets angry at Laban. Anger, we find anger. Why don't we have anger by the other office, only by Yaakov? So the truth is, I never understood the question so much, because we find Avimelech, Yitzchak got angry at Avimelech also. Maybe the strong language of Ayichar Af, it's a very strong Lashon, Ayichar Af. This we find by Yaakov, Ayichar, got angry. Ayichar. It's a strong, it's not just anger, but it's real anger, Ayichar. Says the Sfasemis, it's only by Yaakov Avinu that we find this. Because only certain people are eligible to get angry. Certain people can get angry. Not everybody not everybody has a free pass, so to speak, to get angry. Not Pasha. Man in Kayas. Yaakov Avinu was able to do it. Kevedik. To be angry and still... he's right. Sfasemis would say, and Kutzk, also the Kutzk Rebbe, Ger comes from Kutzk, yeah, he was able to get angry. Yaakov Avinu and Kutzk. Kutzk Rebbe used to get angry. They were capable. The who they were, okay, they're allowed to get angry. Now what is the Kutzk, what does the Sfasemis mean? I'll tell you what the Sfasemis means. In order to give Musar, and to get angry and give Musar, it's got to come from a point of emes. It's got to come that the person is completely through and through, thorough, pure emes. If it's not done for the sake of emes, and if every word that's said isn't measured, with emes, you can't give the teichacha. Besides the fact that it can't work, it's probably aser. Besides that it won't work, it's also aser. It's got to come from emes. from truth. Yaakov is Titein Emes LeYaakov. Kutzk, the name of the Seif of Kutzk is even Emes. Emes mikutz titzmach. Kutzk was Emes. When it's Emes, then you could give Teichacha to the extent that you could even get angry, Vayichar. Because the reason of the anger is solely truth, Emes. But if it's on a personal, then that's not how you give Musar. Musar has to be done in a way that it enters the heart of the person. So some who give Musar, they do with love. You know, even in the beginning of the Pash, we find that Yaakov Avinu, when he speaks to the Royim, he wants to give them Musar. That they're leaving their work early, they're cutting short the day, they're jipping the Balabayas, who's hired them. It's not the time to bring in the cattle, the day hasn't ended. He gives them Musar. What does he introduce the Musar with? Achai. Achai. Achai, ayinatem. Achai, my brothers. Panav Zhirav used to say that in order to give Musar, it's got to be introduced with the love of the expression, Achai, my brother. That's how you give someone Musar, my brother. Panav Zhirav kept to this yisoid, and every time he gave Musar, he would begin, B'ridalach. My brothers, I want to tell you, you should do such and such, and this is wrong, and this is wrong, and this is what you have to do. He took it from the parasha, from Yaakov Avinu. Achai. Well, Achai, where did they come to being Achai? Pashup Shad is, that's how they spoke in the Mideast. That's how they talk. Everybody's Habibi, and everybody's Achai, and everybody's like Ephraim. Right? Ephraim said the same thing. Okay? He tells Avram, between two best friends. And we asked them, "What best for? How did the Ephraim is a best friend with Avram?" But that's how they speak in the Mideast. That's how they talk over there in Canaan. How do they? Habibi, Habibi, Habibi. Right? Everybody's Habibi. So Achai, that's how he started the conversation. But the Pan of Israel is saying that actually it's deeper. There was a mechuvan. There was a reason for saying Achai. It's because he was going to give them Teichacha. He was ready to tell them off. Achai is how you give person Musar. That's how you teach. Madrich. Achai. My brothers. Vayichar. And here he gets angry. Is it the same Yankiv giving Musar? He's giving Musar to the Rayim. Achai. Here, Vayichar. And the answer is Rabbeisai. Emes. Sometimes you give Musar, the way to enter the heart is with love, Achai. But if it's Emes, Emes also penetrates the heart. Musar, when it's given in a way that it won't have the proper effect, it'll have the opposite, the improper effect. And don't give it. It's not the right Musar. Teir is teaching us there's two ways to give Musar. You give Musar either with Achai, with love, or it's got to be with Emes. Zayde Zechayin Levrach used to tell us all the time from the Alta von Slabotka. Zayde Reb Shmuel Valki used to say over that the Alta, we learned in Slabotka, my Zayde, that the Alta once had to give Musar to someone in the yeshiva. He did something real chutzpedik. Disrespectful to the altar. The altar didn't tell him anything for weeks and weeks and weeks. After a long period of time, he called the person in and he gives him over the head, Hayitachin, you did. He calls him the Bacha and Azaktam Arayim, Tatin, Statin, Mamish, Hayitachin, 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 you did this. Sasha Chutzpah. The Bach asked the Alter, Rebbe, I don't understand, it happened months ago. It happened a long time ago. Why did you wait so long? So he says, I wanted to wait to the point where it wasn't any more personal feelings about it. I got over it. I didn't want that the Musa should come from a Nagia, from a personal angle, that maybe I'm getting you the Musa because I'm angry. You hurt me. So I waited till it passed my system, so to speak. Completely over it. I don't care. It doesn't hurt me anymore. And now I could give you proper, I could give you emes deke musar. I can give you real musar. Musar mi emes. Emes. Yaakov Avinu has this midas emes. Yichar. He gets angry. And as the Sfasemes says, only Yaakov Avinu from his midas emes was able and capable of giving real musar. Yet, with all the cheshbeinus that we just said, with all the interpretation and understanding of the reason why Yaakov does it, many svarim it's brought down that there was another reason. See the svarim bring that there was another reason. Upkumenish. In Europe, they used to have an expression, so zainat upkumenish. What does that mean? When a person goes through a difficult situation, or he gets hurt, insulted, someone does something wrong to him, they used to tell him, Zolzainan upkumenish. What does that mean? That if you have to go through a difficult death from Shemayim, this should be it. You should be yaitza with this. And now it should go smooth sailing ahead. Zolzainan upkumenish. It's an expression in Yiddish. Those that know Yiddish, they'll smile. They know what I mean. Upkumenish. You give a guy a chizuk when he goes through it. So zainan upkumenish. You had this guy did this to you. This guy insulted you. This guy did. So zainan upkumenish. With this, you got your yoitz of what you had to go through. All right? Many svarim write, chassidish svarim, that this was the kavano here of Yaakov. He gets angry. Because Efshar Rachel, there's a tain on her Shemayim. Maybe there's something that's holding her back, the schus, to have a child. Vayichar gets angry at her. She gets insulted and hurt. So Zainan upkumen. It's like this. Whatever she has to go through, it should go on this, and now she should be able to have children. This is the literature on the Vayichar. Why he gets angry. L'shem Shemayim. Shame, nothing to talk. It's that she should daven, and then she should understand, and then emuna, and then she should have an upkumenish. Aleteris. Almost to the point that it's a mitzvah what he did, Yaakov Avinu. It's a mitzvah to get angry. He was doing her the best thing he could do for us to get out. That's how much teir and the rishayim and the achayim to explain the vayichar. And yet, still Chazal turn around and say there was a tremendous complaint against Yaakov Avinu what he did here. V'chikach einim es ha'amukais. Chazal say, is this how you talk to someone who's hurt? Someone who deeply is troubled. Something's hurting her. Amukais, something deep. Agitzarete. This is how you talk to them. Chayecha shebanecha yamlu lefnei b'nah. Your children are going to stand in front of her child, Yosef, in Mitzrayim, as he'll be the king, and your children will have to come on to him. What was the Einish Rabbi say? What was the Mida Keneged Mida? What is the Chayecha Shebonecha Yamdu Lefnei Bena, which was a tikkun for the fact that Yaakov screams at Rachel at this, at her requests of Havali Banim. What's the connection? It's Pasha the Pshat is Gullus. Klal Yisrael, you'll see that the children are going to have to go to Gullus and suffer the story of Yosef. It's a tremendous suffering that went on. Chayecha, you hear that they're going to have to come on to Yosef. Yosef is a, and they were scared, and they were nervous, and then and they went through, and they suffered, and then they're standing there, and This is how you, someone comes to you, this is how you you respond. Chayecha, your children. Your children will have to suffer this galus, so to speak, this yisurim, of having to go down to Mitzrayim to stand in front of her son to request clemency, clemency, protection. I'd like to add another nekuda. What was Yosef's response? When the brothers were nivalu mipanav and they stood there in shock, how did Yosef take them on? How did Yosef respond to them? In love, in kindness. He felt their suffering. He felt their busha. He felt their fear. And he tells them, come close. I'm your brother. I'm Yosef Achichem. Herolem Shumol Kamayem. Chayecha. You'll see what the real response. How did Rachel's child respond? He could have responded the same way. You were vulnerable. She's vulnerable. Look how you respond. You know how Yosef could respond to your children? They're vulnerable. Vayichar, she got angry at them. She remembered everything he did, everything they did to him. Vayichar, she got angry at them. What does it say? Nichlmu rachamav. Yosef's rachmanis came through, which is Rachel's rachmanis. The mercy, the rachmanis that Yosef shows to the brothers. How come he doesn't get, he can get angry? Here, she comes to you, and instead of having rachmanis on her, she's in amuka, she's in pain, she's suffering, she's coming to you for chizuk. She's coming to you to support her. Not to rebuke her. The intent was not she should come and get rebuked, and yet you rebuked her. Chayecha. Your children are going to stand in front. So Pasha means they'll suffer this humiliation and this gullus and this yisurim. It's deeper than that. You'll see the response of how Rachmanis responds to fear, vulnerability, where you didn't do this. You should have responded in such a way, a Rachmanis of the mensch. Hamayish Shmuel Shapiro, the great Rosh Hashiva, the Gadol Bateira, the Talmud of the Briska Rav, Ramei Sheshmul, he brings out a tremendous point here. And he says that it's not only Rachel, it's a rule in life that when someone is broken, be careful how you respond to him. Who knows who's broken when? When people walk into a shul, who knows what's bothering the guy? Who knows what's deep down he's suffering, and probably 99% of the time there is something by everyone. Be careful on how you talk to him. Maybe you should have a kind word for him. Amukais doesn't have to be where the guy comes to you to tell you he's got a problem and you kick him in the head. Kachainimus Amukais Bali Musar says in general, instead of giving words of chizuk, you go and you say words which are harsh. Who knows where the guy is holding at that moment that you could be transgressing, I mean, over in the v'chikachoinim es ha'amukais. I've told you many times, I've once spoken to Rabbi Hellman. He was the manal of the Beis Yankiv. He was a Shanchayer. His chasna was in the home of the Zayd in Shanghai. They cleaned out the furniture in the apartment in Shanghai, that little apartment. And Erev Pesach, it was right before Pesach, Erev Pesach, they had a chasana of Rabbi Hellman and his wife. So I once went over to Rabbi Hellman and I asked him, tell me something about my Zayda, a nice story, something that brings him out in a nice light. So he tells me, I'll tell you, whoever came to your grandfather, Yezeda, he knew the exact perfect word to tell him that he should walk away happy. Anybody who came within his vicinity, he knew exactly what to tell the guy to give him chizuk, to give him the kind word to mechazik him. When he told it to me, I was disappointed. I thought he would tell me something, you know, special something. I always thought that, I mean, a person who's, Isaiah gave up his home, Erev Pesach, to make this person's wedding. I thought you would tell me something like that. Throughout the years, I found letters that this person wrote to my Zaydi in Shanghai asking him for so many favors. I saw that he asked him for matzahs, for Pesach. I have all this literature, I have it. And yet, this is what the person came up with. That whoever came to him walked away with a kind word. Years later, I realized that he was telling me maybe the greatest thing, the greatest chesed of all the chesedim that Isaiah used to do. You do a person a chesed, you're right, you gave him his matzah, you did. But to take a person who needs a kind word, was hurt, was having a hard day, was having a hard situation, and you find the right word to put a band-aid on the bleeding, so to speak. It could be the greatest chesed that anyone could do. And I've experienced this myself. I walked into a store once and I told a fella, oh, you know, I appreciate the service. You seem like a nice person. He looks at me and he goes, you have no idea what you did for me. I'm having such a miserable time, miserable day. And these words that you said, Pasha, it changed. It gave me an entirely change of mood, an uplift. Appreciate it, he tells me. Appreciate it greatly. You have no idea what you did for me. And I realized that Chazal are right on the money, as they say, right on the bullseye. The way you respond to a person in pain is crucial. It is crucial. Because the person needs the kind word, almost like a person needs a breath of fresh air. And a person can't breathe. He's searching for a little air. Some people are searching for a good word, for a word of chizuk, word of kindness. And to hold it back and not give it, it's like choking him. And by giving it to him is giving him oxygen. It's giving the starving person food. This is the lesson. And Ramesh Shmuel Shapira says, I look at the interesting thing. When Klal Yisrael is supposed to get destroyed in the time of the Beis HaMikdash for all the Averis they did, the Medrash in Eicha tells us that Yirmiyah summons the Avos to the Rabbeinu Shleilam. The Rabbeinu Shleilam says, Avram, I'm going to take your children and I'm going to destroy. I'm going to send them to Gullus. And Avram has no answer. And Yitzchak has no answer. And Yankiv has no answer. Medrash says all the way till Rachel Imenu comes out from her cave. And she says, Ribbono Shel Olam, I gave the simanim to my sister. You must save my children in this chus. And the Ribbono Shel Olam says, Nihi koylech mibechi, meinayich min dima, ki yesach lepulasech. She, Taka, was matzliach with her chus to say Klal Yisrael. Says Ramesh Shmuel Shapir, the Avos, all the Torah of the Avos, that couldn't do it. So you see, the not hurting a sister, to be keen on the insult and pain and bush of a sister, and to save her from that busha by giving the simanim, this overrides, this is greater, this is a bigger schus. The language that the great Rosh Hashiva uses is Yoisa Mitarasi Shalavis. It's more than the Torah of the fathers. Avram, Yitzhak, and Yankiv, all the chesed, and all the Torah, and everything that we have from the Avos, just couldn't tip the scale, so to speak. That the Rebbeinu Shem should save Klal Yisrael after what they've done in the time of the Churban. What did do it? The schus of not insulting a sister. Schus, kamani ichnasti tzarasi lebeisi. Sakter bayishon nihi kailech mi bechi veinayich mintimo. Not to insult someone. You know, Rabbi Isai, there's a very famous question that the Mefarshim ask. Rachel ends up having children. Vayiskar elokim is Rachel. Says Rashi, Hashem remembers her, gives her a child. What? Zachar, what did he remember? Mesiras ha-simanim, that she gave over the simanim. The question that the Mefarshim ask, she gave over the simanim before. Was it now? She has a, so to speak, a quarrel with her sister. Her sister, the Dudayim, Reuven brought it home, Rachel wants them. She gets into this little bickering with her sister. Then it says, afterwards, Vayisker Elokim is Rachel, the Rebbeinu Shleim remembers Rachel. What does he remember? The Simanim. But the Simanim was, he should have thought, remembered a long time ago when it happened. Rachel should have had children right away. As soon as she got married to Yaakov. Why does the schus of the simanim not come up till hereafter the dusiach, the conversation that she has with Leah? Yiddish Akman, the faraybing. She got into a match with Leah over the Dudayim. Ah, by Yisker, Elakim, is Rachel. You know, people could one time do an act of courage, a courageous thing. Sometimes a person, when called upon, one time he could get up and say, all right, you know what, I'll give up my thing, take it, all right, save the other guy from embarrassment. The question is, years and years to live that way. That's a big thing. Here you're talking about years and years and years. Time passes. And don't forget, she even brings this up to Leia. Hamat kachte chasishi, v'lokachas gam is dudoi b'ni. Right? What is, she doesn't say anything, Rachel. She's living like this for years. Vayisker elokim. But still, how is it connected to the previous incident with the Dudayim? Seems like it was a direct result of the story of Leah and the fight that she has with Leah, the bickering that she has with Leah, and that brings out Vayisker Elokim, that Hashem should remember the Simanim. I believe the Pshat is like this, Rabbi Yisai. Hamat kachti chasishi. Who took whose woe? Something's missing here. Wait a minute. Rachel should turn around to Leah and say, what? I took your husband? You took my husband. I gave you my husband. What are you talking about? You know, it's one thing, Birabim, at a chasana, in public, not to cover over, someone shouldn't get insulted. But this is between two sisters, a conversation. You know, they always have this expression, between two brothers, you don't fight, you have it out and that's it. Get it out into the open, have it out between the two of you and that's all. Here's Rachel's opportunity. What? Hamat kachti chasishti, excuse me, Leah, there's nobody listening, we're between ourselves. Could you stop using this language, Hamat, that you, I took your heart, you know, you got to be kidding me, right? And still she says nothing. Because she doesn't want to hurt Leah. It's one thing to say, you know, look what she did by the wedding. Yeah, but the wedding would have been so much bizyonis to Yankif and to love on it. It would have been so complicated. How about the nuance where she had a chance? She had the chance to say something. Nobody's around. The sister's complaining to me that I took. What are you talking about? And still, she was reserved. She was careful. She refused to say one word. In order to save Leah the pain, that's called Vayisker Elokim Es Asam. That's where the Rebbeinu Shalom sees the final, to the end, Rachel's sitkis of not hurting another person. You know, at the chasen, it's a very difficult thing at a wedding to destroy a whole wedding. But here, it's an easy thing. Just respond, give it a Leia, be quiet. What are you talking about? And still she doesn't do it. Now Hashem says, this is the ultimate in the Mesiras Simanim. This is the giving of the Simanim to the 10th power, as they say. Look how much of the Mesiras Simanim, and we could add, maybe others have said it before me, that Leah could walk around believing.
Oh, Father.
Leah could walk around believing that she stole, that Rachel stole the husband of her. Who gave her to believe that? That means Rachel gives her the feeling in the house that she is the main and she's the second. That Leah's actually the wife. It would seem that throughout, Rachel is giving in to the notion. She's living with what do you call that? The chalim, the dream that Leah walks around with. She's living in Lala. What are you talking about? Rachel is giving into that. Rachel is letting her believe that throughout the time. That she's even able to tell Rachel. I mean, Leah, you don't know that you can't say that to Rachel. Rachel knows that's not true. No. She believed that she's the real wife. That's the tzidkis of Rachel. The tzidkis of Rachel was not a one-time thing. At the chasana, that's a big thing. I'm not saying it's not a big thing. But to continuously, like Rav Moshe Chavrayni says, or to let the other person believe that she's the main wife, and to not respond ever, even when the person complains, Hamat Kakti Chasishi, say something. I don't want to hurt my sister. It's a painful topic, but I drop it. That's called Nishvei Ton Yenim. Nishvei Ton Yenim. And this is Yisoyde Hadas of Yiddishkeit, not to hurt, not to cause anyone discomfort with your words. Even if the person deserves the rebuke. Even if the person is kumptem. Kumptem. Don't do it. Don't do it. Be nizer. Nishvei tanyana. This is in the schus. The shavu banim legvulam. The geula. The promise of the geula comes. The shavu banim legvulam. Who knows? Who knows? And I saw a maral like this, Rabbi Yisrael. The maral says that Lashon Hara is going to be the Ma'akivis HaGa'ula. So Mefurish Maral. Maral says that he says, you look around, what's the reason for the Arichas HaGa'ulis? Torah, Avodah, when people were learning, were davening, Zok the Maral, it's Lashon Hara. Lashon Mirhara, it's Lashon Hara. I was thinking to myself, maybe that's Pshat in last week's parsha. Yankov Avinu, actually it's in this week's parsha, Shmurani Baderech Hazeh, Asher Anoichi Hoylich, protect me. Protect me from what? Says Chazal mi Lashon Hara. He asked the Eibush to protect me from Lashon Hara. Why? Why is he asking specifically Lashon Hara on this juncture? And the answer could be because he's going out into the world of business. This is where he's going out to work. This is where he's going out to the house of Lavan, to the outside world to make Parnosa. It's all Lashon Hara, Pesach. It's all Lashon Hara. It's all by grubbing the other guy. That's called business in America. You know how you make business? You bury the other guy and you yirish his money. That's called business in America. Huh? You know, you have a whole concept of corporate swallowing up one corporate swallows up the other. That's called business. And the more you swallow up the other guy, the more you become rich. It's based on bagrab bin yenim. That's what it's based on, the economy today. The world of business. The hatzlach of business is to swallow up the other guy. You hear? Yankiv is going out into the world of business. Shereini the Rebbe Hashem should protect me, la shayin. Hara. But yet I think there's another pshat. Yankiv davis mayriv. The Mepharshim tell us mayriv is galus. Yankiv is leaving Eretz Yisrael to go to galus. Yankiv is now on the threshold of galus, and galus doesn't mean only his own galus, means the future of galus. If you look at the Midrashim, the Sulam had Mermozim for Churban Abayis. You look at the Midrashim, Kemi Marech right now. But Mayriv, Erev, Choyshech, Golus, Yaakov is the Av of Golus. Maybe with this moral, the Taich is that Yaakov asks of Shmarani from Lashon Hara, because Lashon Hara is going to be the Ma'akev v'sagaula. It's going to be the sin of the galus. It's going to be where we fall, and the avera that the galus festers on to continue, and the ma'akiv, what's ma'akiv, the geula. Yaakov's tefila is ma'ariv, the tefila of protection in galus. As he begins galus, as he begins his descent from Eretz Yisrael into the house of love, into the world, to years of galus, the thing that he requests is Ushmarani mi lashon hara, because lashon hara is like the Maral says clearly, sibas hagalus, sibas hagalus. Watch your words, Rabbi Yisai. Words are very powerful. Like one of the pshatim that we said, which is the beginning of the galus, which means the yerida to Mitzrayim might be rooted in the vayichar af Yaakov berachel v'chikachoinim es ha'amukis. The way, maybe even the pitch of the way Yaakov responds, the pitch of voice that he responds with, was enough to Banecho Yamdu, and the way we explained according to one Pshat Galus, that your children will have to stand in Galus in front of Yosef, will have to go down to Mitzrayim. The Galus could be rooted in the Vayichar Af Yaakov V'chikachoinim Es Ha'amukais. And so the lesson is klar apes, Aynish Veiton Yenim, to be nizer, to be careful not to hurt others.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.